So this is a time to focus on one mitzvah. One mitzvah. And this mitzvah is a very powerful opportunity for us. It's a hugely powerful opportunity. This mitzvah is shakul. It's the equivalent, so to speak, of all 613 mitzvahs. There was a Torah personality who was one of the greatest Torah personalities in 1,000 years. His name was the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna. And when the Vilna Gaon was about to leave the world, his students saw that he was emotionally disturbed. He was visibly upset. And someone asked him, Rebbe, why are you upset? Why are you crying? And the Gaon said, because in this world, for a few rubles, I can fulfill the will of the Creator by buying a piece of cloth and tying strings that cost me 5 rubles. But where I'm going, there are no more mitzvos. There's no more tzitzis. There's no more kiyum. And even all the money in the world can't buy that opportunity to literally be bound up, to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this mitzvah is on my mind and on our mind right now, because over the past, 10 days or 12 days, it has become a focal point in Israel. My wife has an uncle who lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Their school, they did tzitzis, machin the tzitzis garden. My son Chaim in Shalavim last week, between learning in the morning and in the afternoon, they had a break because they were supposed to be on vacation. They were supposed to be on Ben Azman. They were supposed to have a tiyul. The tiyul, obviously, there's no tiyul. So they were staying in the yeshiva, but they had a more relaxed schedule. So one day he's babysitting for one of the rabbeim who is up in the north. So he's taking his kids to play tennis and babysit them. And then the other days, they're busy making tzitzis. And you see pictures that they take these tzitzis, they load them up, and they drive them to the south. And who's chopping up the tzitzis the first? The chevra who haven't ever put on a pair of tzitzis. Maybe they don't even have a yarmulke. Maybe they don't even know how to recite the bracha. But there's something about the mitzvah of tzitzis which is incredibly powerful. And tonight is an opportunity to be mischazik in this mitzvah. We're going to auction off the tzitzis afterwards. Lemaisa befoal. Tonight is just regular. Let's just start getting to wear the tzitzis every day. Once we get to wear the tzitzis every day, I'll be happy to give you the recipe. We could talk about tchelis another time.
As I was walking around, just to get point real quick, Hillary shows me a post that something people have seen it, that a woman style member was there, and her mom or somebody texted her, like, now that you're hanging out with all these guys, maybe you can find somebody to date. She goes, I can't tell because everyone's wearing kippah and tzitzit now, that I can't tell who's the dati and who's not.
Amazing. amazing. So the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis has a special gift for us, which is that it's an opt-in mitzvah. And now is a really important and opportune time, because the Gemara says that be'idan rischa, we don't want to say the words, but so to speak, kiviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, has times of wrath. We don't know what that means, and of course the Ribbono Shel Olam is kulo tov, but be'idan rischa, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says to us, what does he say to us? Why are you not wearing tzitzis? Because you could say, look, I don't own a four-cornered garment, so I'm not obligated to wear tzitzis. Which is true. But the Gemara wants to know, in a time of rischa, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is, so to speak, looking at us, examining our relationship and saying, like, so where do we stand? So if you really love someone, if you really want to care for someone, you want to show them, this is what's in my heart. Be'idan rischa. Not, God forbid, there should ever be such a time. But if there was ever a time, are we living in such a time? When the Ribbono Shel Olam kiviyachol, it's terrible din, terrible scrutiny. So what is the mitzvah of tzitzis? It's very simple. And if you want, I brought here for a little show and tell. This is the Arya Kaplan Anthology, Volume 2. These are little pamphlets that Rabbi Kaplan put out. They were, I think, originally published for NCSY, for kids, for people who didn't know anything. This is called Tzitzis, A Thread of Light. It's pronounced Tzitzith, because that's the way they rolled in the 80s. But now we call them Tzitzis or Tzitzith. The introduction here is written by Rabbi Pinchas Spolter, who just passed away, who lived in West Rogers Park, Rabbi Zev Cohen's father-in-law, who was running NCSY for many years. He begins talking about the notion, the idea, the reminder of the Ribono Shel Olam, of God. And of course, the really important questions, which is a very Rabbi Arya Kaplan thing to do, talk about deep questions. But one way to think about this that he alludes to is the idea of a levush, of a cloak, of a garment. So tzitzis go al kanfei vigdeichem. Vigdeim, on the edges of your garments. You have a four-cornered garment, you put tzitzis on it, you wear it. That's why you don't put tzitzis on bed sheets, even though they have four corners, because you don't wear them. You don't put tzitzis on blankets, because you don't wear them, but you put a tzitzis on a shawl if you wore it. A garment of levush is something that covers. What's the essence of a person? The essence of a person is our neshama. Our guf is really our levush. It's the item that covers who we really are. So the tzitzis remind us that the levush has an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Rav Kook writes in one place that a dafka goes al tzitzis hakanaf. Tzitzis is the fringes of the edge. The parts of life that are way at the edge, at the fringe, that you wouldn't associate with something holy, with something meaningful. But our whole personality, you're wrapped up in the tzitzis.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
We don't put tzitzis on our like bath towels. Like,
correct.
I sit in that sometimes for
a while. It's okay. It's not Levisha. Exactly. It's not Levisha. We're not going to get into more detail about that. No, it's not Levisha.
Levisha is garment.
Yes, gevisha means wearing, garment.
It's not meant for wearing.
Exactly, it's not a garment that you wear. So, some people are careful to make sure if you have, depending on the shape of your suit, you may have four corners. I think in Chabad, they are careful to make sure that one of the edges of the kapata are rounded. Because in many cases, if you have four corners, so you put tzitzis, but it's...
Frock,
you may have four corners. It may, depending on how it's shaped.
So a shawl, even a temporary, like...
If it's meant for wearing...
For a man.
Or a scarf.
Or a scarf, depending on the size. So it's got to be miskasable katan. So the standard, as many as you wear. So the standard shear, he points out, I think is 18 by 36. The minimum shear, I'll tell you. The minimum shear for a beged to be chayv and tzitzis is going to be kedi miskasable katan. One second. I think it's 18 by 36 inches. Let's see. Yeah, he says at least there's a big machlokas about this. The Gemara Menachos. What's the shear? At least 18 by 36 inches.
So even if you were a tzitzit and you put on a scarf that was that big, you would need to
also. Yes, exactly. That's right, and that's why we have two kinds of tzitzis. We call it a talis katan, which is what we're gonna invite everybody to buy if they don't have yet tonight. This is a small garment. You see, it's folded over in two sides, has a hole in the middle, and you'll notice the tzitzis, this is not Chabad style. Chabad have a different style, but the standard way to make tzitzis is that you hang the threads on the corner, one side to the other side. So if you have like this, it goes in one side and out the other side. I made these myself, which is why it looks a little unprofessional. But you put them on all four corners, al kanfei vigdeichem, and they have to be put on for the purpose of a mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. So Elio Shalito was looking around for tzitzis that we should buy so everybody should be able to get a pair. So there's a problem with a mitzvah called tasa v'lomen ha'asui. If you do something which is already made, that's not called making it. You got to make the tzitzis for the mitzvah. So what did they have online?
On Amazon, they sell just the strings. It's strings with a hook on it, and
you
hook it on your
hook it on.
It says kosher tzitzis.
Like a clip-on tie?
Exactly. It's like a clip-on tie. Exactly. So this is called a talis katan. It's a small talis. And then you also make a bracha on a talis gadol. You also put tzitzis on your talis gadol. Okay. There was a great Talmud Chacham.
That's an even bigger share, right?
Yes. So, lezati. So, Reb Pinchas Scheinberg, he wore many, 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 many pairs of tzitzis. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know the story, but he was machmir his whole life. He always wore, I don't remember, some enormous number. That's what it was. Enormous number, exactly. He looked like a linebacker.
Every
hitter, exactly. So the tzitzis we mentioned at the beginning, they remind us of the Rabbona Shalom. So Rashi, when he points out on Chumash, that the gematria of tzitzis is... What's it? Well, what is it? Tzadi Yud is 100. Tzadi Yud is 100. And Tuf is 400. So now you're at 600. Plus five knots and eight strings, so you got 613.
What are the Rambam's
six? So, now, we...
The Rambam doesn't have five knots.
Meaning, well, the Rambam can't... Exactly. Once you're tying Tchelis, you don't have five knots. If you notice, my tzitzis have...
So the cute stories don't... The cute... The Gemara
that Rashi... Work. Correct. That Rashi is only if you have lavan, which is what the Gemara in Menachos describes.
Which is already a backup to hint at the fact that we were tzitzis. Right?
Maybe. But mine has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 knots. That's 7 chulios. But that's for a different reason. But anyway, the idea that we wear a talis katan all day... In a certain sense, it provides a measure of shmira, of caution. The Gemara tells us a story in Avodah Zarah that there was a guy who was not the most respectable guy, and he spent his life chasing all kinds of hedonistic pleasures until he found himself in one circumstance, and this was the most challenging nisayon, you could say. He was very interested in a particular avera with this woman, but as he was undressing, he encountered a tzitzis. And that reminded him. Because especially if you have tzitzis that have tchelis, tchelis is domer leyam, tchelis looks like the sea, and yam is domer lerakia, it reminds you of the heavens, which reminds you of the kisya cover, which reminds you of the Rabbona Shalom.
Well,
so,
ask, you know,
yeah.
If you're
so probably not. You should probably keep it on. Okay, but I wanted to focus briefly, one more Torah, just very briefly, on an amazing, beautiful Torah on tzitzis that I came across when I was preparing in Rav Kook's Siddur, because he has a bunch of essays in the beginning about tzitzis, and it relates to our identity and how we see ourselves. In the beginning of the davening, for those who put on their talis when they come to shul, there is a tefillah, a short tefillah, that a person says when they prepare themselves to wrap themselves in their tzitzis. It says, I should wrap myself, kein tisatef nishmasi, my neshama, uramachi varai, and my 248 limbs and 365 sinews, b'or hatzitzis, with a light of tzitzis that is comprised of the number 613. Uchashem shen itzkase, just like this is what the tefillah says for people who say it in the morning. And even if you don't say this tefillah, you can still have this kavana, that just as I am wrapping myself in my talis in this world, so I should merit to wrap myself in the talis noa la'olam haba, in the world to come, began Eden, va'ayidei nit mitzvahs tzitzis, through the mitzvah of tzitzis, Tinotzehil nafshi. Some of you remember this is an old nigun from us growing up. Viruchi v'nishmosi. Usfilosi minachitzonim. I never knew where that nigun came from until I was just preparing, because I meant to say this tefillah. But then I see, this is where the tefillah comes from, this is where the nigun comes from. We say to the Rabbono Shel Olam, and this is mamish very deep, that our soul, our spirit, and our neshama should be saved usfilosi minachitzonim, and the talis should cover us v'yatzilein kinesher yo'ir kino, like a bird protects its young, al goes olav yirachef, and therefore we should consider, the Rabbono Shel Olam should consider, as if we're doing the mitzvah with the highest level of intent. What does it mean that through doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, tinatzel nafshi viruchi v'nishmasi, we should be protected? There's some element of hatzalah. Of hatzalah. And I'm wondering if this is part of what people are grasping. They're grasping onto this. The chayalim, they're mamish grasping. There's a hatzalah. What exactly is this hatzalah? V'tinatzel nafshi. So Rav Kook explains that we need to look carefully at these three levels. Nafshi, tinatzel nafshi, the nefesh, v'ruchi v'nishmasi, and my ruach and my neshama. That those are three distinct parts of our identity. Not the same. We alluded to this already Thursday night. Lewis was there. Rav Kook says that there's a part of us that is natural, organic, living. The biological life source that we have in every person. You could call this maybe, like as a mashal, the gufonius part of a person. The physical energy, the life force. So you have a circulatory system and you have a respiratory system. That energy that enables a person to move, to live, to exist, that's one layer where we live. Then there is a higher level, what Rav Kook calls hachayim haritzoniim. What are the things that we like doing? The decisions that we make. Hadimyoniim, the imagination that we have. Hahergashiim, the things that we feel, the experiences that we have. And then there is a third level, the deya and the haskala hameira. A person's intellect, their vision for themselves, their values. These three layers are the layers of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The three dimensions, the three layers of every person. There's a part of us that's organic. There's a part of us that experiences. And then there's a part of us that has spiritual vision. For those who are familiar, speak to this, Rav Kook has in the Oros HaTshuva, he talks in the beginning about the importance of the ideal person being healthy on all levels. The person has to be healthy, but ofen gufani. So we shouldn't overdo it on the delicious crunch, shkayach. We're going to be on the treadmill. But the first level of tshuva, Rav Kook calls tshuva gufanis. Tshuva gufanis. Then there's a higher level that a person needs to be whole emotionally. We need to be balanced. We need to be normal. We need to function emotionally, psychologically. And then on the highest level, we need to be whole spiritually, religiously, from our values, what guides us. And what Rav Kook describes is that the mitzvah of tzitzis enables a person in some way to wrap themselves physically, like we're physically being wrapped, that every level of our being should be inspired, should be elevated. The same way that your body is a levush for your soul, the tzitzis is a levush for us, it's a garment, we are clothed, and we take that clothing and we literally bind it to Hashem. We bind it to something meaningful. Rav Kook describes Ziv HaKodesh, the shine, the holiness of the shine that illuminates our life. Haporis mehod kel elyon al kol melo olamim. And that by embracing the mitzvah of tzitzis, he matzeles hayisod hatamtzisi shalachayim hativiyim. It first reaches us on the most basic level, the level of being alive, of organic existence. And then it reaches us on the yisod of ruach. That's the emotional side. That's the decision-making side. And then it reaches us on the level of the or ha-neshama, because it protects us from what he calls nitboim b'metzulas hazuama. That there is this potential on the outside of the world, the chitzonius, the superficial parts of life, to draw us away from our inner core, to draw us down, to distract us. Thank you. All of that physicality, all of the denseness, the grossness that is appealing to us on the surface, but it's very superficial. Rav Kook says, when you wrap yourself up with a talis, with a tzitzis, this experience of bringing everything together, the teva, the regesh, and the seichel, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, committing all of ourselves, every part of us, to aspiring, to wanting to be connected, el makor ha-chayim va-havaya, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this koach brings Hashem in a way that protects us. He doesn't use this word, but this is an idea that exists in Kabbalah, which is probably what he's referring to, that's called the Or HaMakif, like HaKafos, surrounding. When a person wears tzitzis, that provides a light that's surrounding the person. That Or HaMakif, it's like a force field. Remember when we were kids, used to watch the cartoons? They had a force field. No, I don't remember what character it was, but there was always somebody you had to have a force field possibility. Mm-hmm. So he says that tzitzis is the Hatzalah. By the aura of Hashem, you create that aura, the English word aura, from or, on every level of our life, to tap into that Hod Eloki B'Torah Kodesh, and that enables us to stay away from things that are distracting us, the potential things that are alluring. What are those things that are alluring? Now I go beyond Rav Kook to connect to that Gemara that we quoted, that story. This is what Rabbi Kaplan talks about a lot. There are things in the world, physical desires that are alluring, that pull us in unhealthy directions. What does the Pasuk say? Uri isem oso schartem. You see it, and you remember, what's my nefesh, what's my ruach, what's my neshama? What's my life all about? Who am I? This idea that apparently Rav Kook says is alluded to in this tefillah is what we can envelop ourselves in. Take it's like a hug, kifyachal for the Rebbe Shalom, protecting us, reminding us of how to behave and what we should be doing. That's what we get every time a person puts on a tzitzis. And it's like the Vilna Gaon said, it's so easy. It's so easy. And once we get into the habit of it, we just start doing it. I was speaking to one of the mechanchim in our community, and I told him that we were going to get together and talk about tzitzis. So he said that there was a preschool kid who came into school, and part of the dress code in preschool, in Jewish school, is the boys wear yarmulke and tzitzis. So this mechanech told me that the kid came home with the dress code. So the parents, they bought him a yarmulke and they bought him the tzitzis. And the boy said to his father, "Daddy, where's your tzitzis?" This guy said, "Taka." So he went to the store and he bought himself a tzitzis. And he started realizing, it's no big deal. It cost him $25. It wears it. It just becomes part of your routine every day. But that koach, that reminder, just when you put it on, or isem also, when you see it, when you encounter it, it reminds you, what's my levush and what's my essence? What am I ur isem? What am I looking at? What am I engaging in? And some level that I don't understand, this level that Rav Kook is talking about, there's some level of hatsala. There's some level of hatsala. So I would say, and this is going to be the pitch, for anybody who wants to buy a new pair of tzitzis, we're going to pass them around now. Everybody can try them on and figure out what size and what whatever. But to realize the opportunity here and to give us one bonus. Because this is the ha'ara for Lamaisa for today. Because I was talking to my uncle, who I'm very close to. He is here. He lives in Cleveland. He was here on business. So he invited me to come to meet him for dinner tonight. And he said that in this current time, what can we do to help the Jews in Israel? What can we do? So maybe we can visit, we can send things, we can daven, of course, all these things. But he had an interesting ha'ara that he said from one of the Chashuvei HaTalmidei Chachamim in Cleveland. I think he said it from Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld. He said from Rabbi Baruch, he said, "You know what you could do? You can give somebody your zchuyos." And I never thought about that. Imagine I said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "I'm willing to give away my little spark of Olam Haba for today, my merit of wearing tzitzis today, I'm going to give it to Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael." Unbelievable. I'm not proposing you give away all the zchuyos. But maybe, if you buy a pair of tzitzis, you make a secret tonight with the Ribbono Shel Olam that you want to give 10% of the or of the hatzalah that you're going to get from this mitzvah of tzitzis, you want to give 10% of it, he should give it to one of the chayalim. He should give it to somebody in Israel who's suffering. Maybe he should give it to a parent who lost a child whose mom is so broken. He said this to me tonight. I thought it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It's not easy. It's not easy to give away 10% of your zchuyos. But it's an opportunity. And maybe even just give it for the week. You don't have to give it for your whole life. But it's not just a mitzvah opportunity. It's a mitzvah opportunity plus the opportunity to do chesed. I thought it was such a beautiful idea that he shared with me. So each one of us, we should realize when we do this mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a biblical mitzvah. Now, if you want, when you're ready for the next step, if you want to go to the wool tzitzis, that's a whole nother level. As if you've ever been to B'nai Brak in the summertime, get on the Eged bus, you get the full wool tzitzis experience. All right? You go to Meir Sharim, Esther Stora, they're all going wool all in, under the frock. So exactly. So maybe the sports at summer tzitzis is not that. But according to many, the cotton tzitzis is also mitzvah daraisa. It's machlokas. Then after this, you think about, is it time maybe to put on tcheles? That's another thing. But even forgetting all of that, it's going to cost you just a few pennies, a few dollars. The Vilna Gaon was crying. We can do this. And what happens when our kids see us in the house? They see, "Oh, daddy's wearing tzitzis. Why are you wearing tzitzis?" Because I'm sharing my zchuyos with all of Am Yisrael. It's our opportunity. So at this point, what I'm going to do is, I'm actually just going to ask Elio to open up and share us these packets that you brought. Okay. And then we have some more.
Did you see the video or the story about the soldiers?